Okay, where are we? Okay, so page 102. Okay. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, continue. Found? Haven't found yet. You found? Okay. Everybody has 102? Okay. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, continue. Both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me as your son, but always know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly with love and affection, you will achieve the highest perfection, returning home, back to Godhead. 45. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. In the scriptures indicating worship of Krishna through mantras, Vasudeva is mentioned as the father of Krishna. Therefore, this shows without doubt that Vasudeva is eternally in that position. But in order to increase their bliss by promising perfection of the sadhana in this verse, their nityasiddha status is hidden in this verse. By thinking of me, you will attain me. Right? Because the point is, this is all about relationship, about interaction. We always have to remember is that that's there. Because when you're dealing on the eternal platform, there's nothing to do. Right? Does that make sense? You do nothing, you still exist. Right here we do something, because if we don't, we won't exist. Right? But there, one will exist. So there's nothing to do. Krishna has nothing to do. The living entities have nothing to do. Right? They don't have to work to maintain themselves. Right? Here, if you don't work, you can't maintain yourself. Right? So then, what is going on? What's the important thing? So it's not maintenance. So in other words, having the knowledge that you perform an action, having the knowledge and skill that you perform an action so that you get a result is not necessary in the spiritual world. Right? Because here we do that to maintain ourselves. Does that make sense? So, there the important thing is since you have a relationship eternally, it's about the relationship. It's not about the situations that the relationship can function in. Right? It's about the relationship. That's the prominent thing. So then, it's that mood of affection between the Lord and the devotees that is the important element. Right? So that being the important element, the point is it existing, that gives a taste. Right? That's the Shanta Ras. But if it's dynamic, the expression, that means the taste increases. Right? As soon as there's a sense of possessiveness, that increases. So possessiveness means there'll be interaction. Interaction means that there's an activity that generates results. So in other words, all knowledge, all skill, all activity, all results are only performed because of the, emotional experience that will be tasted between Krishna and the devotees. There's no other purpose. They're cooking because of the interaction they can have with Krishna. Right? So that's why then all these things have all that culture to it. Because it creates more interaction. If I just, Mother Yashoda, what do you say? Cooks a few preparations, sticks them in the, plastic ghee buckets, right? With soup ladles. Make sure you get soup ladles. You know soup ladle? You know the long one with the spoons at the very bottom facing up, that's practically impossible to use unless you're serving soup. That's what you have to put in all the buckets. Whether it's rice, whether it's sabji, whether it's pakoras, that's the spoon you have to use, right? Chutney is good. Huh?
It's also very good for chutney.
But the size of it's a bit big for chutney. Yeah, yeah. Oh, if you like chutney, if that's the only thing that's good, yeah, okay. You understand? And put that on the side of the room against the wall, And then whenever Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys feel hungry from running around, then they come in and get their paper plates and then fill it up and sit down in the various places around the room, eat and all that. And then, maybe wash their hands. If not, wipe it on the back of their jeans and then run off. How much rasa is going on? How much interaction is going on? No, therefore, you see how it's cooked. Then it's being placed in this particular thing that's best for its serving, this particular spoons. Then you're coming up to the person, serving that onto their plate. You're not doing the brahmachari style of one-time service because you want to sit down and eat. No, you're serving it many, many times. And the other problem with one-time serving it, then you think, I have a lot, and you're satisfied. Well, if I serve it a little bit, you'll actually eat more than if I give it in one shot. So, since the brahmachari wants more left over, then he's not going to serve it in the other way either, because then he might get less. And especially, he might not get any of the paneer, because each time you serve, they want the paneer. Well, if you give him one shot, then still there's some paneer in the bucket. Are we revealing too much?
It is earlier, now they make their plates beforehand.
Oh, yes. They move on to the higher realms of mundane. Yeah. So, okay. Right? So, therefore, it's there. You're serving a little bit. You have a particular order in which it's served, what goes with what. So it's a whole interaction. You give them the rice, then they need dal with that. What goes with that? What each thing has something. You have a pakoras, there's the chutney that goes with it. There's the drink is there. So it's constant interaction. And in that interaction, that's where the flavor is. Does that make sense? So there, and then in the eating, and then have the discussions, and then the specific discussions, because now let's say the forum is interacting based on eating. So now if I keep the conversation light, then you can appreciate the eating, right? But now if I bring up heavy conversations, then you can't appreciate the eating. You have to stop. People will stop. People sometimes stand up and start yelling and screaming. So the whole process is upset. So in other words, it's a culture of how to interact. That's why the Vedic culture is there. We may think, oh, it's not efficient. Yes, if your only purpose is to maintain the body, so to be educated enough to have a skill that's enough to make money, that's enough to buy, food and shelter, and then that's it. That's the end of the whole process. Then, yes, it is a waste of time. Because the Vedic culture is about relationship, about interaction, about cultivating the relationships between individuals. The modern is just the efficiency to get things done. And when it comes to relationships, there's not a clue. Right? There's more books out how to have proper interactions than there are just technically how to get something done. There's a good chance people read more of those books than the technical books on how something gets done. Because the technical books are another section over in the corner you understand? So that's the whole thing, is the non-Vedic culture is not geared towards relationship, though they talk about it. Any vestiges of relationships are always being broken down. Right? Because even you have the formal European meal with all the different plates and spoons and cups and this and that, that means there must be interaction. Though it's not necessarily very intimate or anything like that, it doesn't have the sweetness that the Vedic culture will have, but at least there's the interaction, there's the control. The meal is going to take you many hours. People are going to stop halfway between and make an announcement or make a toast or, bring about things, or they're going to go around the room talking about this one and, I heard this and that, and when you finish that, and move on to the next person. So everyone gets a chance to express themselves and others relate. So they're trying to, in this very formalistic way, create interaction. But we get, we don't need all that stuff. I'm just straightforward. I just sit down and eat my pizza out of the box. Right? Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing, is that whatever is there, then the modern tries to break those down. But that's based on the point of relationship. And the people who break it down the most are the ones that talk most about relationship. That's the fun part. Right? The conservatives, they maintain the things, though they don't use it for a relationship. Those who are talking about relationship break it down and then say, okay, now let's have relationship. Based on what? So that's the point, is this is Niyamagraha. Following the rules, you don't know why. Not throwing the rules out, you don't know actually why. So that's the whole thing. So here we see is that in here, Krishna could just say, you know, you're my mother and father eternally, so whenever I have this pastime, I always come in here, and so, okay, we've done this now, and now let's move on to the next part of the pastime. Right? But the point is that it's about that relationship, about that interaction. So they're seeing themselves as devotees. Right? At the same time, they're always parents. So then he's going to say, is that by you following this process, then you'll always be with me. Though eternally they always are going to be. But it's always nice to know if I do this, then they'll always have that relationship with Krishna. But they are anyway, because they already do what's been mentioned. But so it's about relationship, it's about the pastime. Does that make sense? That's the thing, is we have to be able to appreciate that the mechanics, the practical, the scientific is actually the lowest level. It's anamoy. Right? And when we work together for this anamoy, then we call it pranamoy. Then when we base it based on duties because of, you know, it's what's supposed to be done and all that, then that gets to manamoy. But that means then you have to be following the Vedic culture. Or at least following whatever is the old traditions based on that it should be followed. You know, and you have that theistic concept that there's something higher. Does that make sense? So that religious person who follows the old systems, even though they don't understand necessarily, but it's still, it's a bit higher consciousness. Right? But then you add in the aspect of the soul, this non-connection with the material world, right? So then that gets rid of all the dharma, artha, and kama. But then that still won't satisfy the soul, because the soul's nature is to have these relationships based on the transcendental platform. So that's anandamaya. That's pain. Yes?
So, it's maybe found a little bit of a paradox when beauty, for example, everything is being fulfilled, and then, for example, there's an emotional satisfaction. But if it's not on the level of anandamaya, it means you're not actually being personal.
That's there, but you're being as personal as it gets in the material world. Because you have to remember, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, none of them are actually personal. You deal in the personal forms, though it's not necessarily about the other person. So you have to bet that there's the personal dealings that are personal and that are not personal. Right? So in the spiritual world, there are personal dealings that are personal. In the material world, you can have personal dealings that aren't personal. Then you can have non-personal dealings that aren't personal. Right? Like that. But underlying, you can always see the personal nature of the soul. Because why are they dealing in that personal, impersonal way? Because it's about themselves. So it is personal, just they can't expand it to others. That natural nature of friendship of the soul towards all living entities. It means, in other words, the living entity has that natural affection for Krishna. So that affection for Krishna, that love for Krishna, prema, when it's directed towards other living entities, then it has the form of friendship. Right? And so it has that same personal, because it's all connected to Krishna. But in the material, so that has its natural form. That form comes to the material world as the Vedic culture. So now you can follow that form, which is the personal form. In other words, the Vedic culture is the personal form. Now, but if you're doing it still for yourself on the platform of dharma, artha, kama, or moksha, it's not going to actually have the emotional satisfaction and everything because of that underlying element that's about yourself. Right? So, it may be satisfying to others because that's what they want you to do for them. So, they won't bring up the point that you did it for yourself, because if they do, they have to bring up the point that they did it for themselves. So they're getting you to do these things for you, for themselves, and the other is doing those things for themselves, you know, like that. So that's just dropped. No one brings that one up, right? You know, that one's a real, how you say, party dampener, like that, you know? You know, it's like that, it doesn't work out good, you know, like that. So therefore is that, but the point is the form of it is what's supposed to be used. But why are you doing it? Are you following that form to please yourself or please Krishna? Please Krishna means, because Krishna gave, this is how you're supposed to do these things. You understand? And then you use how much of that is necessary in your devotional service. In other words, how much material need you have, that's how much of these expansion within the Varnashram system you use. You don't have any, then if you're in a position where you don't require to show, then you can be act outside of that. Right? Means if you have no material need and your situation is such that you don't have to express any, then you can function outside of it. You know what I'm saying? You'll follow, of course, some basic principles, because you're going to interact with others and they are on their position, so you're going to act in that way. But let's say if you're a grihastha and you come to the Paramahamsa platform, you still perform all the duties of the grihastha life. But if you're not, then you can move on. So the brahmachari sannyasis, they have to manifest the minimum of these only when they're interacting with others. But the vanaprasthas and the grihasthas, they have to manifest the most, right? Because their environment is with others. Does that make sense? You know, because with the brahmachari, I don't turn on the lights in the middle of the night. I don't, when everybody else is sleeping, rustle plastic bags, especially the ones that make lots of noise. Use someone else's, like, you know, hygienic,
articles.
And I don't steal the halva that they hid in their locker. Though that one is up for discussion. Okay. Because it's not supposed to be there in the first place. So as long as they don't know, then okay. You know, or when they do come along and you're eating it with the other brahmacharis, you invite them over, then, you know, it works out. But otherwise, if you don't do that, then relationships between brahmacharis go fine. Saying, that's it. Like that. We left anything out? Or?
Something. Their preaching rules. Don't get involved in their service.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, because there's a sense of possession there. Okay. Okay. Before, just we've told you go here, you go there. So it didn't matter. Does that make sense? So, therefore, then, it's a matter of how much is required. Does that make sense? Like that. So, that's going to be there. The brahmachari, it's time for prasad, they sit down and eat, someone's serving, they just serve, and everybody's good. Right? You don't have to get into more. But let's say if you're dealing in the household environment, even all that's going on, you still have to inquire and how it is going on, and if they're having more this way or that way or some other aspects or something that's not there. Or, right? Yeah, so that's what we're saying, is how, what environment you're in, you follow the rules for that. But since you don't have anything to gain from it, you're simply doing it because that's the system Krishna uses. Does that make sense? So, it doesn't mean that the system is given up. Some will say, oh no, but it's all motivated, therefore throw it out. No, give up the motivation. Because the form, that's what we use. Because if you throw it out, what are you going to replace it with? That's the point. The actual meaning of the verse, however, is, I will now go to my most excellent eternal Dham Gokula. After 11 years, I will return to Mathura, and you will attain me there at that time. But now I will be separated from you. So in other words, by always thinking of me, you will attain me. He'll come back after 11 years. Right? You know, that's the underlying meaning. But otherwise it shows... You know, that because as devotees and they're practicing these things, but at the same time as parents. So we can understand is that what's going on. That's what we're meaning, that there's so many layers of what's happening, so many tastes. Srila Prabhupada adds, this instruction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his father and mother, were eternally connected with him. Oh. Okay. So we'll stop here. Yeah. I understand we only got through, you know, that much of the page in one class. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samadeta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandini ki.